Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, I arrived home to a sight I haven't seen in years. A bunch of kids sitting around our kitchen table completely engrossed in their schoolwork. So engrossed, in fact, that it was hard for me to get a kiss or a hug from any of them. The kids in this case were our grandkids, and for them, doing school at home was a completely new experience. For us as grandparents, it was a return to a time in the not-too-distant past where our kids would sit at the table by the wood stove on our farm doing their own schoolwork. Jennifer and I have 5 kids. All were homeschooled at least part of the time, while others were homeschooled from kindergarten through high school. Over the years, we had kids in homeschool, private school, and public school. We called ourselves equal opportunity educators. We looked at each of our children as individuals, then strove to create a tailor-made education that would allow each child to thrive. To us, the decision to homeschool was the result of endless hours of prayer, research, and planning. My wife left her job as a registered nurse, and we completely reordered our lives to be able to teach our kids at home. For us, it was a carefully thought-out choice, and we were well prepared. Not so for my daughter and son-in-law, and for the tens of thousands of other Montana families who suddenly found homeschooling thrust upon them with the closure of the schools this week. An act that, while necessary, left parents scrambling during an already trying time. I suspect our grandkids showing up at our kitchen table had far less to do with the fact that homeschooling was familiar to us, and far more to do with the fact that their mother just needed a break from the chaos of a young family being cooped up in the house for an entire week during the winter. And with schools being closed across the state, I suspect she's not alone. And as with any upheaval in our lives, we have 2 choices. We can either let it overwhelm us, or we can embrace it as an opportunity and milk it for all it's worth. To that end, the Montana Family Foundation is providing a list of resources on our website that will help parents who suddenly found themselves thrust into the role of educators. The good news is that education is all about information, and we live in the information age. Online resources abound, and they're just a click away. One of the best is Khan Academy. It was founded while our younger kids were still in high school, and they continued to use it as a resource while they were in college. Another huge resource are the members of our church families who are already homeschooling. They're just a phone call away, and most are passionate about education. Another thing to remember is that education is more than letters and numbers. There are literally tons of websites and YouTube videos that introduce kids to science, engineering, and geography in new and creative ways. While it's true that coronavirus has certainly thrown a curveball into many of our lives, it's also provided us with an opportunity to catch up with our kids and grandkids and to reconnect with them in ways that our busy lives would not have allowed just 2 short weeks ago. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.